Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is in league with the freeway. It's fashion will ride as the cities fly by.
Hard to turn off Robert Quinn, is it? Remember that when I have girlfriends in other cities, or they come fly and see me? Those relationships are just so special. And as you drive like 3 hours to meet that girl, and it's like you're making love to the highway. And like you see it get dark and the lights come up, all the tail lights. Very romantic. Remember that. Because an old girlfriend's up in Dallas lived down here during high school. Wonder where all those girls are. You know, God gave us honor. God gave us love, God gave us the earth, God gave us our emotions, all these wonderful things that evil tries to control and exploit. Remember that. And remember, the globalists aren't invincible. They're the counterfeit elite. That's why they have to censor us and censor you and try to take over the schools and get your kids while they're young to brainwash them because they're weak. They just crave power, ladies and gentlemen. My love is in league with the highway. Okay, I'm going to get really serious and give the number out next segment and really plow into all of this meat and potatoes and all the other angles I haven't hit and really talk about how I think we could stop these folks. But first, I had them digging around for Andy Griffin stuff and trying to find some of the other intros that I wanted to play. And they found this one I forgot about when they're talking about spying on people. That made me think of Google and the headline, Google's always been listening to you for 20-plus years from day one with hidden microphones. Now they admit it. And now they're watching you all the time. And the Washington Post goes, you dumb schmucks. They don't tell you. Amazon's got its own competing system. Though I don't think Alexa's watching people yet, like Facebook's and Google's. I mean, this is all just flaunting it, rubbing your noses in it, because they're at the emergence point. I'm going to cover that after break, but here's this little short clip.
Guess what?
What?
We bugged Mr. Blake's down. We heard him talking to his lawyer. You see, we took the mic
and we hit it up in the cell window. Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
We bugged Mr. Blake's cell.
You what?
We bugged the cell with Arnold's tape recorder. Just listen to this, Paul.
I can't listen to that.
But, Paul.
Opie, I can't listen to that. I'm not permitted.
But, Paul, you don't understand.
Opie, I can't listen to this. Now, I told you about eavesdropping.
But, Paul, this is different.
Yes, it's worse. You overheard a conversation that was supposed to be private. Now, I can't be a party to that.
But, Paul, if you just listen to this...
Opie, I can't listen.
Paul, you're erasing the tape!
That's what I mean to do. You bugged a conversation between a lawyer and his client. Now, that's violating one of the most sacred rights of privacy.
But, Paul...
No buts.
But if it helps the law...
Opie, the law can't use this kind of help.
Because it's the Ring of Mordor. Once you use it, you lose everything. And now they tell you everything's being listened to for 20 years, just as I told you. And it's not because I'm some hero. I had an independent show. I'd cover things nobody else would. And I had three different engineers at least come to me in 96, 97, and 98. And these were big engineers. These were guys involved. Like I said, one of the times the guy was driving like a $200,000 Maybach. First time I'd ever seen one. And he came to the rodeo where I was doing a live event and gave me an envelope. And when I didn't cover it, he showed up at a parking garage I was parked in at an event and said, listen, come over here. I'm going to give you the manual and I'm going to break one of these open for you. And he showed me the damn microphone. He said, you got to tell people. They're listening to everything, and they're studying it and testing it with keyword so they can predict the future and know how to manipulate people. And it's being set up to be in all devices, telephones. He goes, it's in the Telecommunications Act. This year they just passed. By 2000, it'll be in all the phones. They're going to be called smartphones. And I'm not even going to tell you the rest of the story because you wouldn't believe it. Well, I will tell you. About 4 or 5 years later, I was doing a movie showing at Alamo Drafthouse, and a guy showed up, and he said, you know, that was my dad brought you that. You know, they killed him about a month later. Yeah, they killed him for it.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down the Florida for my medical conferences, but since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And we are on the front lines. I am in Austin, Texas. Named after Stephen F. Austin. And the Democrats are all over the news. Bloomberg, AP, we're capturing Texas. We've imploded California. We're moving in with our forces. We can't believe how stupid they are. You know, they're fleeing us, but bringing with them their same ideas we programmed them with. This is victory. And it's so sad to see my fellow Texans still somewhat asleep. But they've bought off talk radio. They've shut down almost all the conservative shows you can even hear. And no one's ringing the alarm bell. We are still on over 200 radio stations, over 100 TV and cable stations, but a lot of them are mom and pop. Some are big. They're all precious. Please spread the word. But watching this happen is just so crazy. You know, when I learned in 96 and 97 and 98 from engineers that sent me information and came to visit me when I was doing remotes and things on 98.9 KJFK, local talk radio at the time, I was already syndicating it on satellite myself. I was on probably 20 stations then and shortwave. I would go on air with the Scientific Atlantic cable box, also on my local TV show, and I'd break it open and show the microphone. And I was on cable access so I could show people. That was before internet was really streaming good. I would do some of it, but the bills were so big I couldn't pay to put it out on servers. It was before YouTube. I mean, I've caught bribery at the Texas Capitol, then paying people off to testify against the Second Amendment and say they were gangbangers and criminals and that they used guns illegally, and I caught them paying them off. I put that video up that got downloaded a few million times, and I got a $14,000 bill or something. It was $14,000 or more. And back then, that was like all the money in the bank, basically. And so I'd go down and do Access TV to do production and try to make documentaries and send out DVDs to people so they could actually see I was showing me breaking open a Scientific Atlantic cable box. We got to find that video somewhere. And it had a microphone in it. A hidden secret microphone. But if people would have listened to me then, there would have been a national debate. There would have been a scandal. It would have stopped. That's why they were worried back then. And I got threatened and the Access TV people said, we've never seen this. Access TV started in Austin, Texas, 40-something years ago. I guess it's like 50 now. You look that up. Started in the early 70s. Like 1970. Look up when Access TV started. It's famous, folks. Access started here. And they would kill the transmission. Because you actually would transmit it over fiber optic down to the cable company. And when I would talk about that, they would cut the show off live. And I got death threats, and I was told, you better stop that. Because back then, the fact that the cable companies all over were listening to you in your homes and creating keyword text documents that could be read over and scanned and then read by computer, and the fact that then that was put in the Telecommunications Act of 96, that by 2000, all of them would be satellite tracked, GPSed, and that they could turn the phones on when they were even off and record you. They were going to be on when you had the phone on recording everything you did. And there'd be these home assistants that would do it. And you'd tell your refrigerator what you wanted. And then it would order it. But that was all going to be dialed in. And everything you'd be doing would be tracked. And I was on air telling everybody all this because no one else would have these people on. I mean, I was having police officers on who were the head cops who saw the feds plant the bombs in the World Trade Center by name on the show. I was having widows on of cops who were killed because they exposed the Clintons in MENA, Arkansas, shipping in drugs, and in Oklahoma City. And I was having the Branch Davidian survivors on, and I was having, again, engineers were bringing me all this stuff because I would cover it. And, of course, the show became number one. But then it got noticed, and all of a sudden we were told the LCRA is spending $100,000 a month with us. And you're not going to talk about the land grabs around Austin anymore and how they're taking all these farmers and ranchers' land for no reason for environmental areas and then turning them around 5 years later and selling them to the highest bidder. And I said, no, I'm not going to shut up. And then the head of the place that had hired me 3 years before quit over it. He said, yeah, this young man's right. I'm not going to be immoral. And they brought in new people. And they tried to set me up. And this is about me telling a story. It's not how the world works, where they wanted me to say I'd been killed on April Fool's to make it look like it was legitimate to fire me because the show was number one in the city, just incredibly popular. Went all the way past Waco and all the way to San Antonio on the FM dial. NPR has it today, 98.9. And I said no. And then later I turned out they were trying to set me up, so instead they just fired me a month later. And I remember I came and they said, get out of here and try to sort of fight with me. Again, that's what slaves are like. And I just thank God all these years later, I'm not a slave. But a lot of people in media are like that and they just bow down. And then later I learned they apologized to me on another affiliate here, the main talk station, that the hospital district, that's a bunch of hospitals that get government money and abortion money in Austin, came and bought my time slot out to get me off the air. And they were, and the station was so blown away that I didn't make a big deal about it. And I just said, hey, man, I understand. It's happening everywhere. But that's what America is the hospitals get taxpayer money. Last time I checked, like $40 million a year to kill babies. And because I was against it, I was taken off the air. Well, so what? You imagine when I was like endorse abortion so I could still be on the air? I wouldn't be on the air. I wouldn't be who I was. I'd be a mouthpiece, a repeater, a puppet, a nobody. So I tell you these stories, folks, so that you can know what it's like in Hollywood, right down to the low-level media, and how soulless and sad it is. And how sad it is to me that most men in America, when they're confronted with this, and when they're told about this, they decide to sell out. You know, I knew a retired police officer who had the highest ratings on that last station. Loved. And right when they got rid of me, they called him in a few times and said, you really ought to stop. Your Trump support, you really ought to stop. He said, I can't do that. And they let him go. Gillette lost $8 billion running ads saying men are bad and men liking women is bad and masculinity is bad. And they said, we don't care. It's an agenda and we've got to carry it out. What an evil agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, the power structure is doing everything it can to take us off the air with our independent system we built with our own audio streams, our own video, our own satellites, feeding AM, FM, UHF, VHF, cable systems, global shortwave, WWCR, 100,000 watts serving the world. Buy a shortwave, listen to it anywhere on the planet. Infowars.com, the bandwidth cost are millions a year alone. The IT cost, millions a year. I'm not complaining. We built our own infrastructure, and you spread the word about it. That brings in the new people to learn the truth. They're not going to let us on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube because we're affected. We tell the truth, and we're loyal, and we haven't sold out, and we're steadfast. We're dog-like, committed to our mission, never backing down, unable to sell out, unable to be bent. by this evil system, because my soul is pointed towards God, and I know yours is as well. We can defeat them so easy when you get excited and you get focused and when you tell people about the broadcast and how it's forbidden and how they need to know the truth. It's Americana. It's Renaissance. It's the Western world. It's the whole planet awakening, saying no to the globalists, no to the New World Order. And going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting the best rated water filters at the best prices. The best aren't even that expensive compared to crappy ones. The best air filtration. Ours is like $250, better than $800 systems. The same systems that people go and buy the big fancy name, even though it's the same one, they want to be ripped off. And people say, well, you ought to sell them that then. You'd be able to fund yourself. No, I won't do it. And the supplements and our best vitamin B12, Ultra 12, 50% off right now. We've got a big list of things that are on sale right now at sales levels we've never done before. It's going to have to end this week, though. So whether it's the secret, the replacement of Secret 12, Ultra 12, twice as strong as Secret 12, or whether it's all the other great products, or amazing turmeric, or ultimate bone broth formula, it's all incredible, and it funds this operation, and it makes it all possible. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. for your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I remember being on air 25 years ago and reading in Patriot magazines like New American, where I've never read a lie. How about neurotically accurate and so demonized the John Birch Society? He's always saying, oh, he likes John Birch Society. He's discredited. Well, that's like discrediting 24-karat gold. And I was reading about the UN treaties and how they'd taken over the U.S. and UNESCO and how they wanted world government, the end of the family, and depopulation to bring back human sacrifice. And so I went to the UT library. And I pulled up the New York Times 1973 calling for communism in America by David Rockefeller and how great Mao Zedong was when he killed 85 million people. And I was like, what? It's real. And I'd go and I'd read about the UN treaty signing over our national parks and 100-mile buffer zones and all the mines around them. And then I'd traveled with a couple thousand dollars I had in the bank and my cousin for no pay. I didn't have any money. In 96, just been on the air about a year and a half. And I drove to all these national parks and showed the UN signs. And I'd asked the park rangers. They threatened to arrest me. They said, hell yeah, we're the UN. It's my film, America Destroyed by Design. Because my listeners were like, it's not true. There's not a UN treaty. And George Herbert Walker Bush didn't sign us on to that. And because there wasn't the internet then. There were news sites, but you'd show people photos, they wouldn't believe it. So I had to make VHS films and show them people. And I'd sell a couple thousand, and people make millions of copies. And then a couple years later, I'd be with my family in Colorado. I'd walk into some shop, and there'd be giving free copies of my films away, stacks of them. That's the power of the people. And so the globalists think taking the internet away from me, taking me off Facebook, Twitter, all these places where that did something. I'm not trying to be famous. I'm trying to change the world for the better. I'm trying to make the information famous to stop the evil that they're keeping babies alive all over the country and selling their organs while they chop the organs out of them. The order comes in slow. They only take a kidney. But they get a bunch of orders in. They gut them all on the spot. They'll keep babies alive 2 weeks. Keep it fresh. Now it's all over the news. It was in lawsuits way back then when I first got on air 25 years ago. There were pro-lifers showing me VHS stuff even worse than has been discovered today. Babies being harvested, everything. I got to get a hold of all those Access TV producers. What was that Catholic guy's name? George Woolley. Hey, tell the producer to get George Woolley on if he's still around. It's just unbelievable. And I know why people think this is all crazy, because it sounds crazy. But I've got stacks of news here I haven't even gotten to yet, where major colleges and major institutions are promoting pedophilia as good. They've gone from saying it's okay to it's good now, and it's the new thing. And if they come ask your kid out when they're 7, and your kid, they want to emancipate them now and say kids can take vaccines if you don't want them to, and eat GMO, and get a brain chip if they want, or go out with some pot-bellied 50-year-old man. There it is. Ohio College normalizes pedophilia, sexual orientation. And there's a book I covered last month, written in the U.S. by an Obama politician, that's in schools from here to Australia. Australians are fighting it. The reason I mention Australia, that tells kids fantasy stories about, I was 6 and I was in the bathroom and this man performed lace you on me, and it was really great. So your kids want to go out and learn about something they didn't know about and get kidnapped and killed. And you're like, is that real? Hell, we'll pull the article up. You want to play me? There's a book on tape of it. I mean, I couldn't play it on air. I know TV stations would cancel us if I did. And you're damn right. It's obscene. It's in elementary and middle school and high school right now. What's the name of the book? Pull it up for everyone. Beyond Magenta. Yeah, let's put an article up for folks. You want to play some excerpts for you? But the 10-year-old talks about the man asking him to get in the truck with him, and then the man sucks him off. See, and you're like, ooh, don't follow that one. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know. Adult radio. Let's not talk about it. Beyond Magenta. Transgender teen speak. It's not transgender. It's children being molested. Oh, God, help us. I'm having an anxiety attack. Because I've got four children, and this is sick. All right, let's stop right there. Evil is coming out, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to have to oppose it and speak out against it. They know they're triggering the mass shootings by promoting all this. They know they're putting people on drugs that cause inhibition to disappear and make them commit mass murder. Shrimp, as I covered, believe me, you can look it up. Shrimp commit suicide when a little bit of Prozac runs off in the water. So do fish. They go up and attack fish 10 times their size. Shrimps are trying to murder birds. Hundreds of shrimp will just come up and start attacking birds, and the birds just start eating them. Type in. There it is. Shrimp on Prozac commit suicide. You cannot make this up. The toll-free number to join us. We'll take a few calls on the gun grab. Why do you think the Democrats are out in the open admitting they want to take the guns? Trying to trigger a civil war. What do you think about that? What do you think they're going to pull next? They're obviously super desperate. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. I'll have time to take 5, 6, 7 calls in the next segments. I just want to focus in on that. But it doesn't matter what government you've got, what institution you've got, what system you've got. It's a fight between good and evil. It doesn't matter if it's the Protestant church or the Catholic church. It doesn't matter whether it's the Boy Scouts of America or the high school or a junior high or an elementary or the Girl Scouts. Evil is taking it all over. I mean, I remember 3 years ago, they had the Boy Scout Jamboree, and they said they handed out 10,000 condoms to children as young as 7 years old and said, it's normal, go in the tent and have men have sex with you. And kids got HIV, they got hepatitis, and now the Boy Scouts is going bankrupt. Another institution destroyed. They destroy everything. It's a pedophile cult. And once they've abused a child, the child will then be part of the cult in many cases. About half the time, because they think that's normal. They think sex with children is what men do. And think how arrested it is. You look at these pedophiles, how sick and weak and gross they are, because they never learned to go out and get a woman. They never learned to go out and get in a fist fight because the other guy wanted the girl. Normal mammal behavior. All of that's being extincted. And all I can say is, thank God I was alive and young. Still, when the police just took a blind eye to us, when we were 14, 15, beating the living hell out of each other. And it took, I mean, I got to still live to be a man and activate all my instincts. If they keep you from activating instincts, then it doesn't activate all your other systems. That's why you need those rites of passage. We need to develop systems to get people back in the position for basic hand-to-hand combat, because that triggers everything else that comes, including increased IQ.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, go on your phone calls here in a few minutes, and then I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, big broadcast week, some big surprises. I'll just leave it at that. You know, when I tell you big surprises, suddenly I pop up and I'm confronting Sundar Pichai face to face. Or I'm other places. So just watch this week. Because I'm going to be popping up and doing some things, and other folks are going to be popping up. So anybody's planning any surprise visits to Austin, I'm not going to be here Tuesday and Wednesday, but I will be on air. I'm just going to leave it at that for you. But I'm a busy beaver. So I mentioned this, but I thought I'd play the clip. All the Democrats say they want to confiscate any semi-autos, but Beto says it in a particularly psychotic way. Hell yes, we're going to get your guns. They're designed to kill people. That's the whole point. They're designed, if someone's trying to kill you, to kill them. It's an inanimate object. Comprende? But he knows exactly what he's doing. And when the ABC anchor asked him the question, that had its own propaganda. And he goes, I played it already a couple times last week, so I'm not going to play it now. You all saw it. The ABC anchor goes, a lot of people claim that if you have a buyback and take the guns forcibly, that's confiscation. But it's not really, is it? And, oh, that's a piece I forgot to get to. I shot that yesterday, and I don't think I even told Drew to give that to you guys. I did tell him to post it to InfoWars.com. See if that's posted yet. Fox News endorsed national gun confiscation. I was in the break room yesterday up here shooting reports. Up here 7 days a week now. Things are so serious. And it's on Fox, and they're promoting it. And then I come back an hour later, and it was on. So that report's going to go up on InfoWars.com if it isn't already up there. The headline for it. Get Jamie to post it. It's not up, please. There it is. Fox News endorses national gun confiscation. Gosh, I meant to lead with that. Good Lord. I mean, it's getting bad, folks. But they like, well, it's not really confiscation if they just make you turn them in and they buy them back. What? So just everything is seeing how they can lie to you and watching a little chipmunk dude on there. Yeah, and I saw two different Fox shows pushing it because they're told do that. Unless you're Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity or Laura Ingraham, you're told what to say on Fox. And let me tell you, Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson are inches from being fired. Inches. They're called in. They're chewed out. I mean, Fox is like 90% leftist, okay? I know people that work there. I'll leave it at that. I know some of the big hosts. I'll leave it at that, obviously. Talk to them all the time. And that's what's going on. They're like, go ahead and fire me then. That's the point. So when Trump says something's going on over at Fox, that video is at NewsWars.com. You should share it from there. That, you know, they censor InfoWars. We try to share it. But NewsWars is easier to share on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. But just get it out there. This is crazy. They just want to put it out there. That, oh, yeah, take the guns. No big deal. On Fox, and we're not supposed to challenge it. That's why they want all of us off the air, so real patriots, real nationalists, real conservatives aren't on air to challenge all this. There it is. Fox News endorses national gun confiscation. Incredible. We're going to play that in a moment, too. But first, here's Beto O'Rourke.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
And so let's play that report, then I'll come back and take all the calls that are on hold. But here's Fox basically endorsing this. And I literally shot it off the TV in the break room, and then they added some documents. Here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to see it. Fox News promoting national gun confiscation. The system is really making its move right now. Stay tuned for this vital report and spread it. Because the First Amendment defends the Second, and the Second defends all the rest.
Let me read you some polls here at Fox News that we have on this issue. And it shows, in some ways, the other side around. Requiring background checks on all gun buyers. I mean, there's overwhelming support. 89% support that. A law requiring that police take guns away from someone a judge rules a threat, the so-called red flag laws. Overwhelming numbers of Americans support that. 86%.
That's not what the red flags are. If a judge rules the person's made a threat, that's a terroristic threat. That's criminal. This allows bureaucracies and this new HARPA thing run by big tech and psychiatrists to just say they listen to you in your house over your Google Assist or your Nest. So see how they make it all sound reasonable. Hey, if a judge, a judge. See, it's all deception.
And you even talk about a mandatory federal government assault weapons buyback plan that caused so much controversy when Beto O'Rourke mentioned it at the debate. Look, more than half support that. What are you hearing on the ground in Iowa? How this is?
This is Fox News. Most of their shows are like this now. Washington Post polls. Everybody wants to turn their guns in. Horse manure. Most parents want convicted pedophiles to read drag queen story time as well. And fluoride's good for you, even though it gives you cancer.
issue resonates with the people there who will vote in that important caucus.
Sure. You know, it's fascinating. Even though nationally a lot of these policies are have wide support in Iowa, I've heard from Democrats that they saw that moment by Beto O'Rourke as potentially a problem for them, again, heading into next November's elections.
That's because they know the polls sample 15% more Democrats, bare minimum, and call people that they know are going to give them that answer. They're fake. Remember the last election?
Right now, Democrats are fighting for control of the House and Senate in the state legislature, and they've got a big U.S. Senate seat up next fall. And I've heard from a number of Democrats that they're concerned being painted as an anti-Second Amendment party, being painted as the party that wants to grab your guns, will hurt.
Being painted? When they ask Beto the question, they go, people claim you want to confiscate, but taking of it and confiscating. Again, this is upside down world.
Them in some more conservative parts of the state. Just the other day, I spoke with the Democrat that lost in 2018, and he said that he thinks policies like Beto O'Rourke's proposal will make rural areas of the state more red.
And O'Rourke, is, as we've reported, walking that back a bit in terms of it being a buyback program, that it seems the majority of Americans do support.
It must be good. It's not a buyback. It's a forcible confiscation. We'll play that in a minute. I mean, these people lie so much, it's just insane.
Focus is not just on Congress, because it's been gridlocked there, but Moms Demand Action, the group that has been fighting for gun control and other gun measures, they have been focusing on state and local legislatures, and they've gotten a lot of progress.
Yeah, buy them off.
Shanna Watts, who appeared earlier on MSNBC, talking about that progress.
We have passed background checks now in 21 states.
So there you go. Hit pause. Yeah, there's already background checks. They wouldn't have stopped any of the shootings. Most of the shooters tell people they're going to shoot people. Nothing's done. They're almost all Antifa devil worshippers. The drugs, inserts of the serotonin reuptake inhibitors admit it's causing mass shootings. Media hyping mass shootings has proven it actually triggers it in the major studies. We're going to show you all those facts. But they don't want us to get the information out, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. The same babe Burt Reynolds died. We got banned off Twitter. Remember that last year? These people are taking your First Amendment as well, but they can't stop all the people spreading the word. They can't stop the people from telling folks that freedom lives at Infowars.com/show and banned.video. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists want to take us off the air. They're trying as hard as they can around the clock. That you can trump them. You have the ace of spades, your word of mouth, taking action, and buying the products. Everybody needs fish oil and krill oil. What it does for your body, your brain, your focus, your clarity. You talk about a nootropic. You talk about something that makes you happy. You talk about, I mean, I religiously take krill and fish oil now, and my life is just insanely good. But I remember to take all the great supplements we sell. That's why I've already lost like 11 pounds the last 3 weeks because of this. It's amazing. And we've got a bunch of big specials, 50% off, Ultra 12, amazing, best B12 you can get. That's 50% off. The Body's Ultimate Tumor, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. It's great stuff that makes your life so much better, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. Take advantage of those big sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson band videos. We are building it to be a place where band memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called band.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at band.video.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Take calls this final segment. It's going to get six or seven of you in. Then I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, right after David Knight does his great job. 8 a.m. Central, Infowars.com/show or band.video. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, whatever you do, don't share band.video. That might make the globalist upset. Do what they say and just shut up and crawl in a hole and die. Band.video. Okay, let's go to Dylan in Colorado. We're taking calls on the Democrats unanimously ban the semi-autos, confiscate them. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15s and everything else. Why do you think they're throwing the gauntlet down?
I mean, it's just unbelievably ridiculous. I think the fact that it seems like they were sucking up to Beto so much, everybody thanking him for what he was doing and, you know, how he... He smiled during that little, you know.
Oh, he's so disgusting and disingenuous.
It was gross. And I think they're sucking up to him to maybe get him as a vice presidential candidate. And, you know, honestly, he can come take my guns, but I'm going to give him my ammunition first. And that's, you know.
Well, a state rep said that, and now Beto wants his guns taken. Beto says it's a threat.
Exactly. It's unbelievable. And, you know, if I could just say, you know, I don't think you guys are tomorrow's news today. You're 10 years news today, because I remember you saying it was 2009 in August, and I remember you saying that they were going to split Afghanistan into pieces. And what did Biden say during the debate? He said, well, we can't put Afghanistan back together. We can't get out. We have to split it into pieces.
That's right, because that's what the CFR wants. It's not a crystal ball. The globalists want to have warring factions there, divide and conquer, and they want to give China a piece of it. So Biden's bought and paid for by the Chi-Com, so that's the Chi-Com plan. They want a large part of the East, then let Pakistan have the rest. Maybe let Iran have a piece of it. That's just carving the world up. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call, Dylan. It's not hard to predict. They're following policies. And Trump's tearing them all up, and I think it's a good thing. And the Afghans just said they can fight us 100 more years. Great, we've been there 19, 18. Let's go. Let's go. Spend $1 trillion. Let's let them kill themselves. Unbelievable. But we're there for the Chi-Coms. They spent zero on security and have taken out hundreds of billions of dollars of rare earth minerals. We do the security for the Chi-Coms. We built their whole damn thing. That's coming to an end. And all the little people on the Chinese communist Tata mammary gland are whining and bitching. Who's up next here? Extra, extra in Washington. Extra, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Yeah, a couple things. You know, the Democrats talking about, you know, these forced buybacks, confiscation, all this. It's really just the political ends to the whole situation, left or right. I really wish you would get back to your old ways talking about the left-right paradigm. Trump is not a friend of the Second Amendment. He's done so much damage on it already. I could go through 7 bullet points of law
he's
put into place alone. And second of all, I just want to make a point here. The government is a paper tiger. We, the people, have no reason to fear them. There's a video on YouTube by the channel named John Mark, Civil War II in America, Who Would Win? We would win against our government in every single possible scenario.
But not if we're having a race war in the middle of it. We don't need to have a war with the government if it's a constitutional government that helps protect the guarantor of our rights. I mean, you want, get his name and number, because I'll have you on for 10 minutes sometime in the next few days to have a real discussion with you on that, since you kind of disagree with me. I want to hear your 7 points. I want to talk about what you're discussing. Because, again, the Chi-Coms and the globalists are trying to cause a civil war in this country right now because we're trying to get our nation back. I appreciate your call. Give his name a number. If he wants to come on, remind me, like, tomorrow to have that guy on. I want to have him on. Let's go ahead and talk to Charles in Kentucky. Charles, thanks for calling. You're on the air on the Sunday transmission.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, brother.
Hey, I want to tell you I appreciate everything that you do and information that you put out there. I listen to you almost every day. I found out about you back in, like, 2011, back when you were still on YouTube.
Yes, sir.
Before they started doing their big bans and stuff. But the Democrats, the reason they're pushing for it, they're just putting all their cards on the table. They've been threatening it for years. They ain't really got much left to offer. This is their big threat. I guess they're going to push. This is going to be their big push.
Crush the border, say the nation doesn't deserve to exist. And that's what the left's pushing everywhere. Revolution. We can beat the government. Let's overthrow it. They are the big government group. They love the Chi-Com-funded government. But now that Trump's turning all the leftist garbage off and pulling out of the U.N. treaties, oh, Trump's bad. He wants your guns. And look, he may get hoodwinked into some of that. My God, that's what we've got to be in there keeping him honest.
Hey, I'm going to give Trump, I'm going to give him some time to see what he does. I'm for Trump 100%. The gun red flag laws, I'm going to see how that
plays out. Well, he backed off of that. He backed off of that. But they are proposing, it's confirmed again, people didn't believe us a week ago, that his administration is looking at the computers in your house, listening to you, the assistants, and then reporting back microaggressions, and then an algorithm written by leftist psychiatrists takes your guns. If Trump endorses that, he's become Hillary Clinton. I mean, it kills due process, everything. God bless you, Charles. Great points. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in Michigan. Alex, you're on the air worldwide.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. The globalist clowns want to trigger the taking of our guns with movies like the new Joker movie and It 2. And remember, a few years ago, there was these clown attacks in the woods. And if your crew could look up Big Pharma, Pfizer dumping polluting the water nationwide. So,
but what does the Joker do? He poisons water, and then he'll sell you a cosmetic or something that then kills you with it, but then he has the antidote because it kills you slowly. That's what they're doing. And they're telling you, we're clowns, we're psychic vampires, we're the Joker. And this movie is all a worship of the left rising up and having a revolution in the package of angry white males. It's just sick. And they call it original. I've already read the synopsis. It's a joke. I've got a special report coming out on Wednesday, a sneak peek of this new Joker film.
Yeah, it's interesting what they do in the Batman movies. Remember, Batman Begins, which was cool, I thought, with the ninjas and stuff, but the Scarecrow was polluting the water in that movie with stuff to make everybody afraid.
Remember one of the Batmans a few years ago where they used the cell phones to listen to everybody but also send out sonar and find the Joker? That's real. The cell phones can send out radiation bursts that look through up to, like, I mean, massive brick walls, you name it. So do the Kinect systems, all the video games that, quote, look at your movement. It's actually sonar, radar, blasting through back to the chip, looking through your walls. So it's not just a camera. Like, Kinect's had that in your house for 10 years, looking through your walls. Yeah, roll it for TV viewers. So Kinect was already doing this when this Batman movie came out a few years later.
Yeah, also in the sequel to that, The Dark Knight Rises, I thought was interesting, Bane coming in with the underground bases to attack everybody without, like, a sneak attack underground, with all these underground bases Elon Musk is building and DARPA.
That's exactly it. Alex, call me back. Great point. Matthew in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Founder warned us many, many years ago that when our government becomes too big and too tyrannical, it is our duty to defend and protect against them and to eliminate them. They're talking about, yes, we're coming for your AR-15s. Yes, we're coming for your guns. Now we have ammo restrictions. And we can't buy unless they track us at every movement. I think there's lots of people here that are figuring out ways of getting our ammo without government spying on it.
Well, you're absolutely right, my friend, and it just happens over and over again. We'll add it in post. You know, we're a live radio and TV show right now, and I've been wanting to play this for a few weeks, but I'm going to play the part from the Batman movie. Which one was it where they use the cell phone radar, which they actually have? It's patented, and they're doing it. Yeah, right there. That's really what it looks like. Because MIT 10 years ago was showing the Kinect system through your walls exactly the same. That's it. And they just rub it in your face. My God, I appreciate your call. Anything else, Matthew?
He's coming out with a sonar ping against all the other iPhones.
Yeah, the new iPhones watch you and scans for everything. It's 10 times worse. It's an arms race towards our destruction. Jim, propaganda by fiat. You only got 30 seconds. I apologize. Go ahead, Jim.
That's all right. To the Fox News host that was speaking earlier on your program, this is not a democracy where two wolves in a sheep vote on what's for dinner.
That's right. You don't just get to decide to take all our rights and then you you put us in forced labor camps because 51% say make this other group a slave.
That's exactly right. That's why this country was founded.
God bless you. I'm out of time, brother. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. David Knott will be back at 8 a.m. Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Firepower, Will Johnson, Tom Papert, 7 o'clock weeknights. Find everything at band.video and infowars.com/show and local stations in your area. Please support those local stations and tell people to tune in to the forbidden show that still supports humanity and freedom. It's all up to you. I salute you and thank you.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.